the first day. That would be a mess, wouldn't it? Such a disaster.
Yes, indeed. John took the bundle from her. Could you please mark that on my account? I'm in a bit of a hurry.
Oh, of course. I most certainly will. You have a good day, Mr. Hall.
John shook his head as he left the store, his thoughts in a muddle. A new teacher? He hadn't heard anything about this. Yes, he'd been struggling with the class this year. He'd managed to get Billy somewhat in hand, but a few of the other students were acting up. And it was taking all John's creativity and firmness of mind to keep things under control. Had the school board found out about this? If he was being let go, why hadn't they said anything? As he walked toward the house he shared with his mother, he thought about the service he'd given to the school over the last 5 years. How he was his mother's only source of support. How he'd passed up more lucrative offers so he could keep her living in her home instead of carting her off somewhere else. He'd given up a lot. He'd even experienced the loss of a fiancé. She decided she wanted a richer man. Everything he'd been through, everything he'd sacrificed, and now he was to be replaced? He needed more information. He needed to get this resolved. Pausing in the middle of the sidewalk, he weighed his options. Mr. Hannigan, the president of the school board, was out of town at the moment. The other members lived several blocks away. However, the boarding house was just around the next corner. He could pay a visit and learn from the horse's mouth, as it were, everything he needed to know. Resolute, he spun on his heel and headed over to Broad Street.